I remember being strapped onto a gurney for shock treatments one time and looking up at all these kind faces surrounding me who truly believed they were helping me, that they were doing the right thing.
Carol Spessor is a longtime LGBTQ community activist. She delivered a powerful story about her identity struggle. She says she always knew she was different at an early age, and in the 1970s, her parents placed her in a mental facility where she underwent conversion therapy, a practice many consider barbaric as it tries to change someone's sexual identification.
Conversion therapy was brutal. I got over 30 shock treatments. I was put on heavy-duty medication like Thorazine. I was locked in isolation rooms for days at a time. In college, I had a boyfriend. John and I dated for 3 years. We were on a marriage track. One evening in our junior year, John confided to me that he thought he was a homosexual. And I said, oh my God, I think I am too. We didn't know what to do. John made an appointment at a psychiatrist for help. He came back despondent because the doctor said it would take years and years to cure him. We were both in a despair. Our lives seemed hopeless, so we made a suicide pact, and we acted on it. They found me in time, and that's how I wound up in the mental hospital. But John, he died.
Spessor noted there's no accountability for healthcare practitioners because this therapy is still legal. Camille Hopkins is a transgender woman who also spoke out against conversion therapy.
Such practices have been rejected by every mainstream medical and mental health organization for decades. But due to continuing discrimination and societal biases against lesbians, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning individual, some practitioners continue to conduct conversion therapy.
Those who spoke out are most concerned about the youth. Brian Ball is also an LGBTQ activist.
Banning anti-LGBT conversion therapy is about protecting our kids, our vulnerable, impressionable, and at-risk youth.
Lawmaker Patrick Burke wants the therapy to be illegal. He calls it a despicable practice.
Now we are learning that there are conversion therapy camps that and conversion therapy institutions that will travel across the country. It's such a frowned upon practice that they try and hide what they do.
How would that impact the religious community? Let's say the Catholic Church.
County lawmaker Ted Morton questioned if a ban would impact religious organizations.
You are saying then if a pastor or a priest in their capacity, their beliefs, feels differently and they had consultations, they would be subject to prison or fines.
Feels differently
with,
how?
With this
what,
law.
Wait. What is feels differently? It is not, this isn't just a subjective thing.
About the subject.
This is a fact. This isn't subjective. You just can't casually feel differently. It is abuse.
If
it is
the doctrine of the Catholic Church and
again, you're bringing up
other churches.
Legislator Lorigo and Legislator Sanders and
my
religion, we reject that practice.
I'm not trying to have an argument here. I'm just trying to get it clear that it just basically, if you're going to tell people of religion beliefs.
Asked and answered.
Lawmakers were told that there are reportedly 7 organizations operating in the county conducting the therapy without a licensed therapist. LGBTQ activist Kitty Lambert tells WBFO News that it's true.
And that's one of the reasons this law is so critical, is that it makes it a crime for an individual to attempt to change an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity.
Burke is hoping that his bill will make it to the full legislature for a final vote. For now, he's calling for a larger public hearing to be held. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.